get a raise, not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking old boss, man, can I get a raise, not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. They tell me, clever man, come on, you think too much. Where you been? I ain't heard you spit in months. Did you hang it up? Did you fall off the floor when you was in the clutch? Yeah, such and such, man. It's funny how when you out of sight, you be out of mind. How a good woman, friends, and money be hard to find. I've been on my hustle, stacking paper on the grind. In Atlanta, in New York, trying to build a shine. Real talk, these days it's hard to stay sober. Switching time zones with a 4-hour layover. Fifth stop, hot bloodshot, red from the doja. I grind hard cause I can't flow in the soda. You can tell I'm Clef Doja. You in a corporate office somewhere over there. If you with a Range Rover, bitch is getting colder. And I ain't got time, man, I gotta shine. Email me in October. I'm telling all my people, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my people, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Cause I'm about to die, this broke life, tired of this reggae. Blunts don't smoke right, hot is my heyday. Stack don't sound right, shit don't act right. Guap won't stack right, at least it don't stack like it used to. Let your brother kill himself, tell me what would you do? So now I'm trying to see my money boom cool. No type of felines acting all new school. I know what happens more than usual. Catch you when I scoop through to a stage near you. If not, grab two and come through. All will be well unless money gets crucial. But I won't excuse my behavior, a lack thereof when it comes to the paper. Time to get burned, then stacks on major. Let's do it, get done, over around here, player. I'm telling all my people, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my people, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid.
Your number one source for knowledge in the information age. High Frequency Radio Network.
Back, man. supposed to be. So contemplate that before approaching me. Got the south side right behind me, homie. And for me, that's plenty. Now the bypass the drugs and the haters and the handy. Play the politics right and ever so gentle. Reach up and snatch that bread. Get the fam fed. Get it like a man, like my uncles and pops would if they had the chance. Or maybe they did and just couldn't advance. Damn, or I can be, I am more than a man. Y'all don't understand. Gotta get the cheese like a multiple choice question. And all I see is me. Father told me long ago ain't nothing free. So I was off the stat cheese like it's New Year's Eve.
It's a revolution, so every moment crucial. I can never break, you will never see me do so. Resolution, I will always be on top like revolution. Got the light cause I'ma shine bright. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution. Feel the music, baby, it's a resolution. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution.
Rain in the windshield, the wiper blades got me dazing off and out of space. Working out my next chest move. A hole in the game to break through. In the meantime, I just grind and pay dues. Rhyme and stay true, rather die than shine true. Since I was knee high, I shine better than bruised the face. And egos are much better than you. My flow is clever, fine, so I can never lose. And you know it won't stop. Till a brother talking shop. In an office with a view. And a 30-story drop. And a pretty girl or two. Saying, man, we take your shoes. Clever, welcome to the top. Cause I need that gravy, checking the room, making sure nobody's shaded. Laying in wait, lurking, waiting to play me. Gotta pay the bills, gotta feed the baby. If getting in it is a sin, Jesus save me.
Yeah, yeah. You've been listening to Long Road Home. This is DJ Foo, Canon Music Quickhand. Hit me on Twitter, at DJ Foo. Hit Clever, at Clever. Shout out to my nigga Jay, Facility Studios. My nigga Lucci Lou. Young Money, Cash Money. Y'all niggas.
Oh, out of my mind. Feeling like committing a crime. Get locked for that. I won't snitch, I ain't dropping a dime. I'm a self-made hustler, top of the line. I'm
gods. Peace to everyone. I would like to welcome you to another episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I am your host, Soat L, S-O-T, Soat. It's kind of, it's like nope, or rope, or hope. S-O-T, Soat L, first name Soat, last name L, seeker of truth, speaker of truth. It's a dual meaning behind the name Soat. But it is my pleasure to be here with you tonight, here on High Frequency Radio Network. This is The Foundation, and we are High Frequency. Tonight's episode of The Foundation is Why Private and Why It Matters. I'm going to get it as simple as possible. Not to say that anyone is not, you know, mentally inclined to grasp the significance of what I'm about to speak on. I'm just, you know, why play games? Why? I'm not even trying to sound smart. I'm not interested in sounding smart. So we're going to put this down as if, you know, I just learned English. I don't even know what happened. So let's talk about this from that perspective, in the sense that, you know, conceptually, we're going to get to a point where, I trust that everyone comprehends the significance of what we're doing here at the Foundation, what we've been doing here at the Foundation, and what will continue to be done through that private vehicle known as the Foundation. So, you know, why private and why it matters. But once again, welcome to the Foundation, where we understand incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So as always, we're looking to correctly apply that correct information here at the Foundation. Got a crazy show for y'all. From what we got going on in the markets, geopolitically, you know, this election going down, people are tripping. Maryland, Missouri got recreational cannabis popping. It's going down. So let's start off by saying all thanks, honors, and praises due to the Creator and our ancestors. I want to say shout out, big up, salute to my big brother, the uncle of the conscious community, Yusuf L. High Frequency Radio Network creator, spcuniversity.com. You want to get your secured party creditor dance magnificent, you want to go over to spcuniversity.com. You know the Foundation, we don't talk about secure party very much unless it's in relation to private trust. And two reasons. One, Yusuf knows much more than all of us do here with regards to that. And there's already a means for you to achieve what you desire with regards to, you know, that dance. So go to SPC University if you're interested at all in SPC and its process. I also invite you to check out welcometothefoundation.com. Make sure you sign up for the email list. We got a limited edition merchandise run I would like to announce. We've recently here at the Foundation partnered with Bay Area Gear. Bay Area Gear and Apparel for a limited run of exclusive merchandise, starting with this exclusive Foundation design of, you know, t-shirts and hoodies, man. You know, we got the winter coming. You're going to be cold. I don't care where you are. The gas prices, it's going to be insane. So, you know, get you some ridiculously luxurious t-shirts. What we got? So it's a revamped logo. I think it's luxurious. Also, you know, we got three distinct but also related formats or statements that go along with the merchandise, with the t-shirts and hoodies. One of them, you can, you know, is, I think it's cold. It's a great idea. It's wonderful. But the first one is normalized greatness. I think, you know, we should just be expecting greatness from ourselves and the people around us. Of course, we should temper our expectations with reality. But, I mean, you know, if we go out looking for negative, we're going to find it. If we go out looking for positive, we're going to find it. So 10 things you're thankful for before you go to sleep at night. And let's just, you know, let's normalize greatness. The second statement that the Foundation is making is the normalized trust estates. To normalize it. It should be something normal. It should be something that our community deals with in an everyday shape and fashion. With regards to the interface with the commercial public realm, as well as the protection of private assets and property. We should normalize private estates. It should be normal. I think it should be normal. The foundation, we think it should be normal. So that's the second statement with regards to this exclusive run. It's a limited edition. It's limited. There's only a certain number that are printed. They're already done. It's over. There's not going to be any more printed. I believe the screens have been destroyed. This is it. It's not something that you know, this isn't Target, fam. So if you're interested, I suggest you get signed up for the email list. The third statement, we got the first statement, normalize greatness. The second statement, normalize trust estates. And the third statement is normalize trust fund babies. You know, our children should be, you know, it should be normal for them to grow up and be like, yeah, you know, we got a family estate, trust, don't y'all? I feel like that should be normal as far as our perspective. And, you know, this limited edition campaign the foundation is partnered with Bay Area Gear, you know, we push those statements. We're pushing these ideologies with this. Now, this coincides with many things, you know, the retirement of SOEL, the introduction of the new, you know, and improved, I would say, board of trustees of the foundation. And, you know, I guess it marks the transition, you know, into the future with the foundation itself that I'm really excited for. So email list subscribers, that's it. It's exclusive to email list subscribers, this limited edition campaign that we have going on here at the foundation with Bay Area Gear. If you would like to be involved, if you would like more information, you got to go to welcometothefoundation.com, find the box on the page where it lets you put in your email, put your email in, hit enter or push the arrow or whatever you got to do. You're going to go to the page. It says you're almost done. You got to go to your email. That's not true. We just didn't update the site. The email provider doesn't require that any longer. So if you go to the welcometothefoundation.com, you put your email in there and you see that screen that says you got to go check your email, you're good. You signed up for the email list. And, you know, later on this week, we will be pushing out the information with regards to this limited edition, you know, foundation, normalized greatness, normalized trust estates, normalized trust fund babies. Big shout out to Bay Area Gear, man. You know, they made this happen. I mean, they stepped up and somehow, I don't know how they did it. And I'm not saying this is normal, but I'm saying this is true. I don't know how they did it, but they doubled the order for the same price. So, you know, maybe that's a specific thing they did for the foundation is so ill. I don't know. But what I will say is, man, they take care of, you know, they take care of their customers. Bay Area Gear Apparel, shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. So, you know, that's a limited edition. So only to email subscribers, welcome to thefoundation.com, sign up for the email list. You can also, you know, that's one of them exclusive offers I'll be talking about. Also find them exclusive events and exclusive content only for email subscribers of the foundation. Also, welcome to thefoundation.com, check out that PDF section. Get your free information, grab it and go download it. Take it. It's yours. It's yours, my friend. And if you're so inclined, check out that educational section. We got Passport, No Social Part 1, Part 2. The brother Chris L. came through, showed you how to get the passport in Part 1, how to use it in Part 2. Brother got, he got law, he got the forms, he got video footage of him interacting with the law enforcement officers of the commercial realm and how to handle that. I mean, it's anyone who's gotten it has always said that it's great. And, you know, I suggest you grab that. You can get it individually, number one, or part one or part two, or you can get the bundle. Also, we have the Foundation Trust Primer. It's over 18 hand-picked documents by yours truly. If you're just getting into this information, it's intriguing. It resonates with you. I don't know. Somehow, it's like, I don't know. I know what it did to me. You know, and you want to get started, check out that Foundation Trust Primer. You know, it's PDFs. It's going to be sent to you in a zip file in your email. You know, you'll get it. And it's yours. It belongs to you. No subscription fees, nothing. It's yours. It's all yours, baby. Just, you know, go with it. Just do your dance. Also, we got the Foundation Trust Series, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. You know, I would say, you know, introduction, intermediate, and advanced is how, you know, part one, part two, part three goes, excuse me. Part three, we get into, you know, high-level finance with regards to endowments and stuff and how that works together with the private estate. Also, part, you know, we got it's a PowerPoint presentation format, Supreme Court case, you know, citations. Also, Black's Law Dictionary citations, step-by-step, brings you all the way through it. No jargon, nothing confusing. And, you know, those are sent in DVDs. You got to pull your DVD player out the storage, out the garage, out the basement, out the attic, out the closet, something. Pull it out because those are issued as DVDs from the foundation. So all that you can find at the educational section in the foundation. You know, invest in your private education. I always suggest that you do that. Also, welcome to thefoundation.com. You can find the social media, Instagram. There's a Facebook. There's a YouTube. There's a Twitter. You can get access to all of those. Don't have to guess, search. Welcome to thefoundation.com. You can also, and last but not least, finally, you can book a consultation with yours truly, SOTL, and you can make a donation just straight up to the foundation if you like what we're doing, all at the same spot. Welcome to thefoundation.com. You know, hey, so I hope you all know that I'm retiring. You know, so the dates again, January 23rd, 2023 is the last day to sign up for the last session that I will be doing personally of trustee training here at the foundation. That's it. You know, that's it. I'm sorry, but I love y'all. But 7 years, you know, that's a jubilee, I think. That's, you know, you get your credit cleared in 7 years. So, you know, that's what's going on. And, you know, I offer my apologies. You know, this has been an absolute dream to work with USFL. It's an absolute dream to help the people, to, you know, assist in the uplifting of fallen humanity. It's been an honor and a pleasure, you know, but I'm going to rock it out for you. We got shows coming through the end of the year here on the High Frequency Radio Network. And, you know, we got that last final trustee training session. We're in the trustee training session as well. We're, you know, we're about middle right now. You know, if you want to get into trustee training, I suggest you do it now. You'll catch this session, this, you know, this second half of this session that's currently happening, and you'll catch the entire session in its finality. Also, December 31st, 2022, last day, period, to work with the foundation here with regards to the training required to establish a private family foundation, which is a tax-exempt entity. December 23rd, you know, and the reasoning behind that is, you know, you're offering on behalf of the entity specific charitable deductions on individuals and, you know, potentially businesses taxes. It's a high level of responsibility required. You need to have prior experience and specifically prior education with regards to private contractual trust and administration. Wow, I was trying to say implementation and instrumentation at the same time. You do that, if you can do it successfully, hit me up. So it's just a matter of knowing what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing. Y'all know that, right? Usa says it all the time, big brother. You got to know what you're doing. So December 31st, 2022, you know, it's not necessarily labor intensive, but it does take time because you're, you know, you're corresponding with the Internal Revenue Service, not only with obtaining the proper, you know, identification and EIN, but also, you know, that tax exemption. And that, you know, that takes some time, you know, and as such, I want to get ahead of it because, you know, I am retiring. So December 31st, 2022, last day to sign up for Private Family Foundation education training. January 23rd, 2023, last day to sign up for the final session of trustee training facilitated by me personally, And also, if you are a trustee or you become a trustee in training, but here at the foundation, you get my private mobile number, and all consultations are basically included in trustee training. You know, you can call me, you can email me, so on and so forth. As of June 30th, 2023, my private MoMo number will no longer be the same. It will be changed. It will be disconnected personally because it belongs to the foundation, or it will be turned over to the, you know, the acting board of trustees, and they can do with it what they like. So if you, you know, you've been shuffling them legs, pulling them feet, you know what I'm saying? You might want to get with your boy, get everything squared away before I'm out of here. Now, am I retiring from, you know, being a public figure? I don't know. I got to think about that. But I do know that I'm retiring from, you know, an active public position as trustee, executive trustee of the foundation. So, you know, with that being said, I'm giving y'all enough time, plenty of time to do your dance. So, let's wrap this up. I want to say peace to all the listeners, all the archive listeners, internet listeners, podcast listeners, MP3 listeners, live callers, live. Archive, all y'all. Peace to all the trustees in private trustee training here at the foundation or in any other trustee training, you know, educational, dance. Also, I want to say peace to all that have interacted in any way with the foundation. Email, subscriber, it doesn't matter. Watch the show on YouTube. Checked out one of the live broadcasts. Listen to one on your podcast app. Sent a question. Booked a consultation. Signed up for trustee training. Whatever it is. However you've interacted with the foundation, I want to say peace to you. You know, it's been a luxurious honor. It really has. And away we go. So, let's jump into these current events. Today's show is Why Private and Why It Matters. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to do my best to break it down, but I must. It is absolutely required that I get into these current events, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's do the dance. Kill the music. Kill that music. I want to preface these current events by saying this is just the public, y'all. We private, whether we've set up our private estate or not, we are private. Just know that. But it's going down in the public. What we got here? Reuters, Wall Street ends lower after midterm election. Consumer price index is in focus. Wall Street ended sharply lower today as Republican gains in midterm elections appeared more modest than some expected, with investors also focusing on upcoming inflation data that will provide clues about the severity of the future interest rate hikes. And that's what it is. You know, we got reports, just they're going to probably raise it again another 50 basis points or half a percentage point. I could be wrong, but man, this CNBC, October CPI expected to show inflation still ran hot, even as some goods prices cooled. Consumer inflation may have come down slightly in October as goods prices declined, but prices for services and rents are expected to continue to climb. Economists expect the October consumer price index rose 0.6% from September, or 7.9% from a year ago, up from 0.4% or 8.2% annually in September, according to Dow Jones, excluding food and energy. I don't know why they would do that, but you know, this stuff is rigged. Core consumer price inflex is inflex index inflation is expected to have risen by half a percentage point or 6.5% on an annual basis. The CPI released Thursday at 8:30 a.m. is a key report for the Federal Reserve, which meets in mid-December and is widely expected to raise its Fed funds rate target by half a percentage point. That's what I was saying. You know, it's an expectation. Typically, they act within expectations. Bottom line, prices are more expensive for everything. They're talking about rents and other things. We got diesel. CNBC, the diesel market is in the perfect storm as prices surge. supply dwindles ahead of the winter. A perfect storm is taking place in the diesel market with dwindling diesel reserves, a drought on the Mississippi River pushing more product to rail and truck, and a possible rail strike leading to a surge in prices that is expected to continue. Diesel prices have increased by 33% for November deliveries. 33%. That's crazy. People say, well, I use unleaded gasoline. What does that matter? All semi trucks, all, you know, those Amazon delivery trucks, most all these trucks, box trucks, they all, most all of them use diesel fuel. Shipping companies, you know, these ships that they, you know, push across these oceans, they all run on diesel. So this is a problem for that first in time delivery system that, you know, we, you know, have come to depend on realistically every day. Watch it. Walmart, Target, and Best Buy will be closed on Thanksgiving. This is unprecedented. Walmart and other large chains will again close their stores on Thanksgiving, continuing a practice many companies first started in 2020 in response to the panorama. Quote, it's a thing of the past. We'll again be closed on Thanksgiving. End quote. Walmart U.S. CEO John Furner said in an interview today, Target last year announced the stores will close on Thanksgiving for good. Quote, we started out as a temporary measure driven by the panorama is now our new standard. End quote. And, you know, these companies, they're going to say, oh, you know, we were doing it for this reason, but we're going to close, you know, home values. It's no longer the panorama. They, if y'all remember, they was doing that Thanksgiving, Black Sunday, whatever dance. They were doing that for years before the panorama. Don't let these fools play with you. But check this out. Retailers also don't want everyone buying at the same time. So in recent years, they have launched promotions and sales events earlier and spread them out across the season. Why is this happening? Shipping, logistics, inflation. They're gonna spin it with a public relations stance that makes everything sound good and rosy and cool, but it is not. It is not. We're not getting certain products here in the United States. Other products are coming much, much slower in the shipping and supply chain. This is getting serious, is what I'm trying to tell you. Case in point, CNN Business. Redfin shuts down home flipping business and cuts 13% of his workforce. And this is what you're going to see. Remember, I said this a while ago, and I've said this all the time. You know, what the first thing companies do when they're in trouble financially is cut labor. It's the fastest, quickest way to reduce expenses. It is. Hands down, you can feel emotionally how you want to, but when it comes to business, that is the truth. It's the truth. So Redfin is to shutter its home flipping business and reduce its workforce by 13%, laying off 862 employees. 264 of the job cuts would be directly related to the shutdown of Redfin Now, the company's instant buying or iBuying business. So what is it? 862. So we've got about roughly 300. 98 employees are being let go that had nothing to do with this flipping business. So pay attention to how this stuff's happening. You know, it's cloak and dagger with these people. CNBC, Wall Street layoffs pick up steam as Citigroup and Barclays cut hundreds of workers. It's not just Target. It's not Redfin. It's all these companies are going to be doing the same thing because we're in a recession. I don't care if they called it or not. We are currently in a worldwide recession. Profits are low. Companies are hurt. First thing they can do is reduce employees. Global investment bank Citigroup and Barclays cut advisory and trading personnel this week as Wall Street grapples with sharp declines in revenue and dimming prospects for next year. New York-based Citigroup let go of roughly 50 trading personnel this week, according to people with knowledge of moves who declined to be identified. Speaking about layoffs, the firm also cut dozens of banking roles amid a slump deal-making activity. London-based Barclays cut about 200 positions across its banking and trading desks this week. According to a person with knowledge of the decision, the move showed the industry has returned to an annual ritual that's been part of what has defined life on Wall Street, cutting workers who are deemed to be underperformers. Sure, it's only the underperformers. Don't worry about it. We're just getting back to that. It's nothing serious. You know, in business, the retail chains, these retail chains may not survive a recession. America's retail chains have proven surprisingly strong. They're in the panorama. But a slowing economy may bring a fresh wave of store closing and bankruptcies. Retailers that sell mostly discretionary goods, cater to middle and lower income consumers, and have weak balance sheets will be most vulnerable. Companies that cater to low income and middle income consumers, that's why you see Ferrari is projected to sell more vehicles next year. High-end brands that cater to wealthy customers are going to be fine because the wealthy are increasing in their wealth. It's the poor that are losing their lunch. And this recession plus these interest rates are going to knock out a lot of wealth of the middle class, probably everything that's left. Bed Bath & Beyond, Rite Aid, Party City, Tuesday Morning, Joan, and others currently have an elevated risk of bankruptcy, according to credit agencies, and will be most exposed if economic conditions deteriorate. Other struggling chains, such as Gap, may be forced to close hundreds of stores. And e-commerce companies, such as Wayfair and Stitch Fix, that have slashed jobs in recent months. Quote, the companies that were skating on the edge before the panorama had this brief reprieve, now we're going back to the old rules, end quote. This is Bernard Berchet, an independent retail analyst. These retailers and many others are currently grappling with a combination of forces that include higher costs, excess inventory, and financially strapped customers. As the panorama has receded, consumers have been shifting their spending from goods and services such as travel and entertainment. Inflation is bearing down, causing a drop in consumer confidence and a pullback in discretionary areas such as furniture and apparel. We're going to see this increase. We got Reuters. Meta, Facebook, cuts 11,000 jobs as it sinks more money into metaverse. Oh, we're putting money into the metaverse. That's where we're losing all this money because we're putting money in the metaverse. Facebook is dead. By the numbers, you can tell they need something else. And instead of trying to hold on to Facebook and just die with it, they're trying to pivot into virtual reality. But, I mean, come on. How much money does that really cost? But nonetheless, 13% of its workforce has been cut. Mass layoffs among the biggest this year. And the first in Meta's 18-year history followed thousands of job cuts at other tech companies, including Elon Musk owned Twitter, Microsoft, and Snap. Snap, what is that? TikTok. It's all over. It's all over. CNBC, I mean, all over, like, it's everywhere. Not all over, like, it's done. Let me be specific. Not trying to cause any type of panic or be one of those, what do I call them? Clickbait, hype, guru fools. Here's a rundown of tech companies that have announced layoffs in 2022. Here we go. Days after Twitter's new boss, Elon Musk slashed half his company's workforce, Facebook announces 11,000 last month. Meta announced the second straight quarter of declining revenue and forecast another drop in fourth quarter. So, look, this recession is hitting everybody and everyone in the public. And apps like Facebook are suffering from Apple's iOS privacy update, which limited ad targeting. The tech industry broadly has seen a string of layoffs since 2022 in the face of uncertain economic conditions. Here are the biggest ones that have been announced recently. Meta, 11,000 job cuts. Twitter, 3,700 job cuts. Lyft, 700 job cuts. Stripe, 1,100 job cuts. Coinbase, 1,100 job cuts. Shopify, 1,000 job cuts. Netflix, 450 job cuts. Microsoft, about 1,000 job cuts. Snap, 1,000 job cuts. Robinhood, 31% of its staff. Wow. Chime, 160 job cuts. Tesla, 10% of its staff. And we're going to continue to see this. CNN Business, this oil refiner is cutting 1,100 jobs. Phillips 66 detailed plans to slim down in a bid to save about $1 billion in annual costs. In a presentation to shareholders, the refiner projected a workforce cut under 12,900 people by the end of this year. That's in 1 month. They're about to cut 13,000 jobs. It's crazy. What we got here? Reuters, Tesla stock hits 2-year low after Musk sells $4 billion worth of shares. Oh, is that the reason? Musk's latest share sale fueled jitters about the fallout of his $44 billion Twitter buy on the world's most valuable automaker. Analyst says the acquisition sparked investor concerns, including whether he would be distracted from running Tesla or divert resources to the social media company. Some investors also feared the possible impact on Tesla's sales and brand, as well as potential pressure on Tesla from countries trying to control online speech. It's a problem. It's definitely a problem. Speculation as to why he sold the shares. I mean, I guess it ranges from, you know, he needed help to buy Twitter to, you know, the man's crazy. Who knows? Everyone has an opinion, but, you know, people lie, numbers don't. Disney. Reuters, Disney sees biggest one-day loss in over two decades as streaming costs mount. It's everywhere, y'all. It's not just, you know. Shares of Walt Disney Company closed 13% lower, its biggest one-day loss since 2001, as ballooning costs at entertainment giant's fast-growing streaming division cast a shadow on strong subscriber additions. You know, hey, how are you going to spin it? Either way, we're out of here. We're done here. We're not doing well. Apple supplier Foxconn to update on the outlook on its supplying. Y'all know that's one. It's like, I think it's the biggest supplier of iPhones, and they completely shut it down. Foxconn's main Zhengzhou plant in central China, which employs about 200,000 people, has been rocked by discontent over stringent measures of lockdown, with many workers fleeing the site. So not only are workers locked down, but a lot of workers are no longer there. The lockdowns, I guess they ended today, but Foxconn said it was maintaining closed-loop operations, referring to a bubble-like arrangement commonly imposed. I remember USC fighters had to do that. I like the USC. So, you know, you get an iPhone, you better grab that, y'all. You better grab it now. Hong Kong market stocks dropped 2%. All this stuff is connected. They're talking about this U.S. inflation. Beyond Meat reports wider than expected loss, falling revenue, CNBC. Beyond Meat reported a wider than expected loss for its third quarter as demand for its meat substitutes tumble. CEO Ethan Brown called the results disappointing in the press release. Cash-strapped shoppers are skipping Beyond Meat's burgers, sausages, and chicken substitutes instead are buying cheaper proteins. Shares of the company were effectively flat, and after hours trading, the stock closed down 9%. Here's what the company reported compared with what Wall Street was expecting based on a survey of analysts. Loss per share was actually $1.60. Only $1.14 was expected. That's not good. Revenue, it was expected $98.1 million in revenue. They only made $82.5 million. And net sales dropped 22.5% to $82.5 million in the third quarter. Beyond has tried to revive demand for its meatless burgers and sausages by offering restaurants and grocery customers discounts. However, lower sticker prices weren't enough. The company said total pounds sold fell 12.8% and net revenue per pound shrank 11.2%. They should have offered discounts from the jump, made it more affordable from the beginning, and maybe, you know, during a recession, the business could be, you know, considered recession-proof. Okay, let's get into this, all right, y'all? Hold on. Kill the music. Kill the music. Crypto giant Binance drops bid to save rivals. Token cash and digital assets. What's going on here? Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange, said it reviewed FTX's finances as part of a due diligence process and cited reports of mishandled customer funds and alleged U.S. agency investigations. So FTX is a crypto exchange that pretty much fell flat. Sam Bankman-Fried, the 30-year-old rock star of the industry who founded FTX in 2019, has fallen from grace. Known to insiders as SBF, regularly drew comparisons to investing icons like Warren Buffett and J.P. Morgan as he engineered a series of bailouts to struggling crypto firms earlier this year. He has appeared in ads alongside celebrities like, I don't know who that is, part of a campaign to bring crypto into the mainstream. Without a bailout, FTX is poised to collapse, along with the rest of Bankman-Fried's vast crypto empire. If FTX collapses, the crypto market is going to fall even more. This is why I didn't really get into crypto. Didn't really feel it. Of course, I'm private. I'm all about real assets and stuff. But, man, you don't know what these people are doing. And they're tearing people up. What we got here? All right, I'm going to get into this. We didn't pay attention. Here we go. I was looking into, precious metals. I'm watching, I'm heavy into precious metals as a trustee, as a private man, heavy into the gang. And I'm looking into what's going on. I'm like, oh, man, what's going on with these prices? Silver seemed like it hit the floor. I'm not giving trading advice. But it's like, man, silver is holding it down. And then gold is starting to gain again. Now, we'll see what's up with inflation and what goes on. And, we all know that these are paper markets. So, the SLV silver and the GLD gold that's exchanged on, the markets or whatever is actually paper contracts. Nonetheless, I'm looking and looking. I'm like, oh, man, there's like 30-something million ounces left in the COMEX. It's kind of, a serious thing. But, bottom line, that's the least I've ever seen. And, we got December contracts coming. There may be contract holders that are standing for delivery. I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm realizing, wow, the Western world is losing gold and silver very, very fast. Where is it going? So, yeah, people say follow the money. I'm interested in precious metals, hands down, and we know where the prices go. The base assets of my private estate, is heavily predicated upon, gold and silver and other precious metals. So, man, where's this all going to the east, man? Russia, China, India, look. Then I started looking in news, and I found this article from the Boston Globe, the economic dominance of the U.S. and Europe gets more challengers. I'm sorry. Here we go. There's a new sheriff in town, or at least a new applicant. The five countries that have banded together to form a partnership called BRICS want to overthrow the global economic and political order that has long been shaped by Europe and the United States. That's potentially earth-shattering. So far, though, not much earth has been shattered. So what is going on? The acronym BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, and China as emerging titans in the world stage. The four countries held their first summit in 2009. South Africa joined in 2010, turning BRIC into BRICS. At the summit of the group will hold next year in Cape Town, South Africa. Leaders of the five countries may accept Saudi Arabia's application to join. That would increase the power of a bloc that already represents 43% of the world's population and one-fourth of the global economy. Egypt, Iran, Turkey, and Argentina also want to join. This is a problem. Now, is it a problem for me? I don't care. But from a geopolitical stance of the Western powers, United States, Europe, so on and so forth, this is not going to be okay. Now, you got to understand that the United States dollar is, then the dominance of the dollar is predicated on it being the world reserve currency. The world reserve currency status essentially exists due to the fact that the Saudis and the Americans, or the United States more specifically, correctly, the Saudis and the U.S. made a deal that, in order for the Saudis to sell oil, the purchasers must purchase it in U.S. dollars, which means, you know, everyone across the world, all countries had to convert their currencies to U.S. dollars in order to purchase oil. This application of Saudi Arabia joining the BRICS nation is a problem. Not only is it a problem that Brazil, Russia, India, and China are in it, but you also got Iran that's jumping in and Egypt. This is the reason, I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all. They're going to, you got to look at ISO 200022. ISO 200, let me double check. And I'm going to jump into the show, but this is important. ISO 200022. ISO 222. It's really ISO 20022, but 20022. Basically, what's going on is the dominance of the U.S. dollar is being challenged. It has been challenged for a while, but really what's happening is it's moving forward at an accelerated pace. What this means for us, the dollar is one of the strongest currencies in the world, and it's basically due to the fact of it is the petrodollar. You know, you got to exchange into dollars to get petrol. And a lot of countries hold dollars. When this goes through, I'm not even talking about if it's going to happen. When this goes through, the dominance of the dollar is no longer going to be there. When Saudi Arabia joins, countries aren't going to have to exchange into dollars to get oil. And when that happens, countries are going to release their dollars. They're going to start selling their dollars. A lot of dollars are going to come back to the United States. We're going to have hyperinflation in a way that has never been seen before, which means prices, but you're going to see a price online. By the time you get to the store, the price increased. I'm serious. It's crazy. You got to research Weimar Republic. You got to research hyperinflation scenarios. Zimbabwe was, I think, one of the most recent. We got Ecuador, Argentina. People need to get prepared. There's some pushback. We got Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says she distrusts World Economic Forum. And they're going to cut ties. They're going to no longer have a consulting contract with the World Economic Forum. You need to look into the ties of the World Economic Forum. You need to look into this dude. What's his name? Charles Schwab, I think his name is something. His last name is Schwab, man. He runs that World Economic Forum. He's got this global shapers community. Like, there's been, I'm talking from Putin to the Emmanuel Macron to Justin Trudeau. There's a lot of people who have prominent positions in world government that have been in this guy's program, man. This guy's pushing for one world government. This guy's pushing for you own nothing to be happy. This stuff is not a game. So what we're going to see is two things. We're going to see, and we already have, we're seeing an increase in propaganda with regards to China, Russia, Iran now. And then look for Saudi Arabia to enter the mix of, you know, potentially negative actors that the United States media is talking about. Okay? I don't think this is good at all as far as geopolitics. What does that mean? Just get prepared, you know, prepper, P-R-E-P-P-E-R. Don't go crazy, but just type in prepper in YouTube and start prepping, man. It's possible. You rather need it, not need it and have it, than need it and not have it. Bottom line. What was this? BRICS. How an acronym from Goldman Sachs morphed into a strategic economic bloc. You guys got to pay attention to what's going on with this stuff. I'm not playing. I'm serious. It's something to look into and comprehend what is happening and what it means. So, geopolitical, I'm talking war, and, you know, I'm talking currency wars, cyber wars, not necessarily talking about military wars, but, you know, definitely that it can escalate to that. We got a dying empire. You know, empires need to continue to go to war. That's why the Afghanistan war was so long. I mean, I don't have any personal opinions about it. I just have an understanding and comprehension of what it creates and what happens and how it affects people. So hyperinflation with regards to the BRIC nations, ISO 20022. Look into this stuff, man. Just look into it. ISO 20022. Just look into it. I think it's something worth looking into, and you know, start converting your currency into precious metals, into real assets. Start grabbing silver and gold if you haven't already. This is why I've been saying grab this stuff. You see the price of silver? I mean, it's getting back up there. Of course, we hit a floor. You know, markets are tumultuous and stuff, but I mean, just watch it from now on is all I'm saying. Pay attention. So hyperinflation, what does that mean? If the BRICS nations are successful and they effectively break the world dominance of the dollar, you're going to see a lot of dollars come back to the United States. What are you going to see? Price inflation like never before seen. What's that going to mean? I just want to get you prepared. You're going to see the administration, the Biden administration, they're going to probably give out free money again. Might be universal basic income. I don't know. But they're going to help, quote, help the American people pay for their bills. They're going to give more stimulus. And then I hope they don't, but they're going to probably politically, with propaganda, introduce price controls. We're going to stick it to the greedy capitalists and not let them charge you for so much. And please believe, if we get free money and we get price controls in the United States, it's going to be a huge problem. People aren't going to be able to pay for their gas, electricity, their food. It's going to be a problem. And we have the heavy potential for some real civil unrest in this country if people are hungry. I mean, what we've seen recently, people are mad, people are upset, people are fed up, whether it's with, the police enforcing in specific communities, excuse me, or if it's, you know, politics and the political theater and the political show. People are fed up, but people are not hungry yet. They're getting there, but it's something to really, really, really pay attention to. And, you know, don't freak out, but pay attention. If you start seeing free money, the Biden administration talking about they're going to help you pay for your bills, and Russia's causing all this inflation, and now Iran is helping them with weapons. And look, get prepared. But if you see price controls, when they start saying that they can't, look, what's going to happen is, if I own a store and it costs me $5 to buy a loaf of bread, and I'm trying to sell it for $6, and the government says I can only sell it for $4.50, do you really think I'm going to offer that bread for sale and lose money? Because it's really going to hurt the retailers. That's what it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the companies that you're walking into to purchase your goods and services, your food, your gas, your clothing. That's what's going to hurt. And they're not going to sell stuff. So stuff isn't going to be available. There's going to be a crazy black market with inflated prices. So I would think, you know, don't stick your head in the sand, but, you know, pay attention, because this stuff is coming. So, you know, that's what I have to say. Hyperinflation, free money, price controls, not usually what I talk about, but it leads into the show, why private and why it matters. And that's just the thing. I guess if we're going to say why private, we're going to have to define private. So let's define private. Private means independent. Let's just say that, independent. Now, no one is truly private unless you have land, you have a well, you have some sort of means of generating power, whether it's hydroelectric or solar. You create, grow your own food, you use renewable resources on your land. You know how to either make leather and textile goods such as cotton fabrics and stuff, things of that nature, or you're able to produce things on your land and barter them for the textiles and the things that you need. This is private. This is independent. Now, we live in 2022. Who does that? No one really. I don't even, you know, there's few people, but, you know, they're on the fringes. Way out here on the fringes. So the goal, I guess, is to become more and more private. Now, psychologically, what is private? Private means you're in full control of your decisions. And most people will say, man, I'm in full control of my decisions. What are you talking about? But you don't understand programming. You don't understand beta and theta states of the human brain. You don't understand advertising. You don't know who Edward Bernays was and what his contribution to commerce was. You don't understand the psychology of marketing. Maybe you don't even comprehend that there is a such thing as psychology of marketing. And if you're really honest and truthful, you will acknowledge that, hey man, there's probably ideas and ideologies in my mind that I didn't put there. I haven't checked them and determined whether or not they should stay. And those that didn't stay, I did not replace them with more beneficial ideologies and programs. The human mind is a big computer, and it can be programmed. And that's basic logic. And if you didn't program your mind, who did? And that goes back to private. Some people call it sovereign. I don't really like that word. You know, there's a stigma to it. But ultimately and fundamentally, that's what it is, private. You private in your mind? Are you private in your dependencies for life? Do you depend on a grocery store, a gas station, an electric company, a water service company? If you turn the knob on your faucet, these things. Now, most people are not going to be completely private. I don't think that is the point. I think the point is to get to a position of private that you're comfortable with. Everyone is going to be different. But ultimately, this food system in America and your dependency on it, your 100% dependency on the fast food and commercial grocery chains in America is a detriment in the coming environment. So becoming more private with regards to your basic human needs, food, clothing, and shelter should be, I think, the initial task. How do you start? So plant some basil seeds in a pot and put them on your windowsill. Do you use basil? Do you use thyme? Herbs are pretty easy to grow to teach you how to garden. People say, oh, I live in an apartment. Don't matter. You can get pots. You can get bins. You can get these bags to grow plants in. Most people have house plants, and that's cool, but if they don't feed you, they're a liability. They're taking resources away from your estate and not giving any resources to the estate except for, you know, oh, it's nice in here. I like your plants. Begin. Learn a skill. Do you have a sewing machine? Can you fashion? Can you fashion clothing? Does anyone in your family that can fashion clothing? I suggest you get on it. That's private. That's being private. Reducing dependency on the public. Food, clothing, and shelter should be essential. Now, shelter. Most people have mortgages, so on and so forth. So, it's important to reduce our expenses as much as possible. Some of us may need to move people into our homes, family members. Consolidate. Expenses. Most of us are going to be too caught up in our ego to do that. But more specifically, Why private? Ultimately, private in your family dealings, private in your sustenance of your physical human life, private in your commercial affairs. Let's get to that. Bottom line, why private? Because commerce is a public realm, if you think about it. Think Alice in Wonderland. Think a video game that you put a quarter into and you know, you got one man, one life. Think Monopoly. This is commerce, y'all. It's a subset of rules that govern commercial activity. Public commercial activity. See, what is public commercial activity? Ultimately, it's the transaction of goods and services for notes, paper. Simple. What is the commercial realm? Notes and paper. Federal Reserve notes, bank notes, federal funds notes, central bank notes. All these are, it's fake. Commerce is fake. It's a fake realm that people take seriously, like the boogeyman or Santa Claus. Santa Claus is fake. Easter Bunny, fake. There's so many things that exist that are fake that we accept as quasi-real. The same thing with commerce, public commerce. Now see, gold is the currency of kings and queens. Silver is the currency of ladies and gentlemen. Barter is the currency of the people, of private people. And debt is the currency of slaves. Slaves. So in the public commercial realm, you're dealing with debt and you're dealing with debt slavery. You have to comprehend that. Why private? Because debt and debt slavery is the public commercial monetary system. That's how it works. I don't care if you comprehend it. Just hear what I'm saying. Debt and debt slavery is the basis of the public commercial monetary system. They wanted to expand this commercial system beyond what would allow for the holdings of what I would say, you know, gold and silver, private money, real money. There wasn't enough gold and silver to get this system this big. Come on, man. The United States is how many trillions of dollars in debt? It's fake money. It's pretend money. It's paper. It's notes. And that's what the public is. Now, if the public is a slave debt system, any entity that you organize in the public, that the public gives you, that allows you to use, should be suspect. That includes LLCs, corporations, individuals, public trust, public, you should be suspect of them. It says in the Constitution that slavery is outlawed except for the committing of a crime. So a lot of crimes are commercial. All crimes are commercial, technically. But I won't get into that. Yusuf speaks on that enough. What am I saying? Why private? Because all of these structures in the public are slaves to the public. Why? Because the public made them. The state made them. You are operating a slave. A public slave. A corporation is a public slave. An LLC is a public slave. An individual is a public slave. A public estate is a public slave. These are all public slaves, man. You have to put it into perspective. Why private? Because everything in the public that is a structure is a slave. It's a public slave. It's a slave to the master. What is the master? The public, the state, the United States, however you want to get into it. And this is how the created subjugated the creator. Through dead entities that we take as face value, oh, Pepsi, oh, brand recognition, oh, the individual, oh, that's my birth certificate, that's me. You're utilizing a public debt slave in the commercial realm. Why private? Because why would you exchange your labor, your energy on this earth for goods and services, for wealth, for assets, and give the public, the state, the United States, why would you give them any rights to it, to any of that property, to any of that wealth? Why would you? Why? Why? Did they give you life? Did the United States give you life? Breathe the breath of life into your lungs? Why? It makes no sense to me. Once we come into this information specifically, you know, I think the automatic impetus, the automatic pursuit should be to, you know, get as private as possible or as private as one would like. And it's a trick. They put your name, quote, in all capital letters on that entity. It is a deception. But the public says, you know, he who can be fooled, let him. The public will not teach you anything real, because how can it sell you anything if you know how to make it or if you know how to do it? How can it be sold to you? Hey, man, we were tailor. We'll tailor your suits. I can do that. Oh, you know, we own a landscaping company. I can do that. Oh, we can set up your, you know, you can get power from the grid. I don't need power. I got that. Oh, well, we, you know, we got these luxurious grocery stores with stuff all from all over the world. I don't need a grocery store. I grow all my own food. I have a greenhouse where I can grow exotic stuff like saffron and things that don't grow in this climate. Oh, well, you know, we can offer you loans and stuff. You can get these. I don't need that. Oh, well, we can offer you these structures. You can utilize, you know, you can go into the, you can live the American dream. I don't need those structures. Well, why don't you need the structures? Because I have private structures that aren't owned and controlled, and they're not slave structures. Why would I set up my family with slave structures if I don't have to? And I don't have to. I don't. You look at common business structures, the IRS will tell you generally. But they won't tell you about private structures. Why? Because the public won't teach against itself. The public wants you dependent on the public. The public wants you dependent on it because you are a lifelong customer. But the public is breaking down, y'all. You can look at inflation. You can look at all these prices. You can look at the geopolitics. You can look at what is before your eyes and see that this thing is not doing too well. That's why it matters, because the public is not, it's sick. The public's sick, or it's like drunk or asleep. Asleep at the wheel, let's just say that. And it's not even the wheel, it's like the controls. We're like in a space, a plane, or it's like the stakes are high. In a car, you can put your seatbelt, you know, you have chances of survival. In a jet, good luck. You traveling at light speed or something like that in a spaceship, you hit something. Ain't no airbag, impact foam, seatbelt helping. Nope, that stuff, you're done. And that's what we're dealing with. The public is a jet engine with one wing. It's unstable. It's just flying everywhere, and eventually it's going to hit the ground. And if you are tied up, if your family is interwoven and inextricably linked into the public, you are going to suffer. And this has been the point of the foundation all these years, man, to reestablish our foundational knowledge on how to interface with the public so we do not suffer with the public. So we don't partake in her plagues. Oh, there's a plague. Oh my God. There's a shortage of everything. We can't even get bread. Oh my God. People are starving. Whatever. It don't matter. You got a bread maker. You got yeast. You know how to grow wheat. You can get the right grow lights. You can grow whatever you want in your basement. Don't nobody know. Don't nobody know. No one will know. No one in your closet, in your bathroom. The public is going to become way more predatory. They're raising interest rates. If you can't pay off your credit cards, they're going to close those accounts. And if you can't satisfy the balances, they're going to sue you. And if you have any assets titled in that all capital name, you're going to lose it. This is an economic shock. Recessions and depressions are economic shocks. They're economic shocks to the system. There's shocks to the system. They understand commerce on levels that we don't, on the same levels of like electricity. The basis of life here on this planet is electronic and magnetic, electromagnetic. So from a fundamental standpoint, everything has been figured out. We just haven't been informed. Why private? Why it matters? It matters because if you do not comprehend your dependency on the system, when the system falters, so will you and your family. To me, it's a big thing. Hey, look, we got 60 seconds left in the broadcast. I'll go. I'm going to stream. We're going to go over 563-99-3625 if you want to call in. Otherwise, you're going to lose connection. They're going to cut you off. You got to listen to the archive broadcast to hear the rest. Fundamentally, anything connected to this system is subject to whatever the system is subject to. So you're going to win when the system wins, and you're going to lose when the system loses, and the system is losing right now. It's been losing since 2008. It was just papered over. And then once that panorama hit, it's like a pinata burst. And there was nothing that can be done. And I'm convinced that this financial system, these Federal Reserve notes and stuff, they're on their last leg. And it's going to be a wrap, and it's going to be some crazy stuff that they pull. With regards to the transition, and we're about to witness something that our ancestors have never even seen, because these economic conditions have never existed before in human history. Set up your private estate. I would take advantage of this, you know, this time that you have with SOL, and get your trustee training. You get it so that you can teach your heirs and those in your family, so that you can reestablish your private estate with private contractual structures that are not slaves to the public, that are not governed by the public, not governed by the state legislature or the federal legislature or the federal government. They can't tell you how to operate your private structures. That's the beauty of being private. You just got to know what you're doing. If you're in the public, you have limited liability, but you have benefits and privileges. If you're in the private, you have rights, but you also have responsibilities. You get to choose. And I really hope that you choose accordingly. And if you haven't yet, email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com, and please get into trustee training. You're going to learn a lot besides trust administration. You're going to learn the fundamentals of contracting. You're going to be able to, you know business plans and bids and proposals and how to read them and look at them and how to contract and negotiate contracts and all these things you can learn here at the foundation. But I'm retiring, and, you know, I definitely want to give everyone the opportunity, every family, an opportunity to get their hands on this information, because I know what it's done for me and my family. I know what it's done for others and their families, and I know the public is going to become heavily predatory. It's going to start eating itself, and itself is individuals. Itself is public trust. Eating itself includes public estates. Eating itself includes eating its own corporations, its own limited liability companies, its own partnerships. It will begin to eat itself. And if you or anyone you love is inextricably attached to the public, you are going to suffer. You will be a partaker of her plagues. Time is running out. The public is locking down. I've been saying this for years, man. I've been saying it for years, y'all. I don't know what else to say besides get up and do something. Take care of yourself. Take care of your estate. It's really important. So with that being said, why private? Why it matters? It's a slave. You want a slave structure that your family depends on? Or do you want a private, non-slave structure that your family depends on? It's up to you, you know. It's plain and simple. It's that simple. Slave or not. Chains and bondage or freedom and rights. Completely up to you. Unfortunately, you should think about your children, your heirs, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, second cousins. You should think about them, because if they have not come into contact with this information, if they're not listening to this broadcast, then they don't know. And they don't have the option to make an informed decision. But if you have been checking out the foundation for any period of time, you have a position where you're informed more than most people you know. So what you do with that responsibility, especially when it comes to your family, will echo through the ages, through the eons of time. And I don't care what you say, you can think I'm tripping or not. But this world, this existence is not what you see. And it's not what you think it is. So it's important. Email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. We got the final trustee training session. We got our current session going on right now. Jump in. If you're interested in a private family foundation, email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Deadline is December 31st, 2022. And people be like, oh, I got an email. So, you know, it's the holidays, it's Christmas. You know what? I really don't care. If you can't sacrifice one pagan corporate holiday season to take care of your private estate, I don't respect you. I'm just going to tell you honestly. Do what you got to do or not. But I'm not trying to hear it. Ultimately, it's on you. It's 100% up to you. But I believe in you. I love you. I trust you. I trust you'll make the right decision. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Make sure you sign up for the email list. welcometothefoundation.com. We're going to be giving away free limited edition t-shirts, as well as offering them to, you know, our listeners here at the foundation. But we're going to be giving away free limited edition foundation apparel. It's limited edition. Unless you steal it and go reprint it, you'll never see this again. And even if you reprint it, it did not come from the foundation. It's not authentic. So sign up for the email list at admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Y'all tap in. Y'all link, you know, link up. Let's sync up. Let's do this dance. I know, crazy. I'm about to take some callers. I'll take one or two callers, and then I'm out of here. So let me jump into the phone lines. If we got any questions or comments, let me jump into 718-8092. 718-718. Peace. What's up,
Daryl? What's up, P? How you doing, fam? Listen, I'm all right, fam. Listen, You are Martin Luther King. You are the Muhammad Ali. You are, let me see who else you are. You could be the Marcus Garvey. That's who you are. You are the Malcolm X, the Martin Luther King. Let me tell you something. I done been to some underground railroads over here in Brooklyn, New York. And how can I say this with you? Let me see how can I say this with you. Okay, listen. We in the public right now, right? And you know Houdini, it said freaks come out at night, or big mouth, right? Well, listen, what happened? We in the public, and I got like 357 ways, like, you know, Biggie say the summer saute, right? And what happened? The new rap is going to go big bag, right? Because a lot of people want to chase in the bag, right? And I don't gave up a whole lot of stuff. Just like Slim Thug. And I say, yo, I say, I don't need M&M's. I don't need 50 Cent to get M&M's. And he say, yo, I done rock 50 Cent at M&M crowds. And I say this way before him. I don't say many stuff like that. But if you don't use it, somebody's going to use it. Like back in the day, my mother said, yo, that's garbage music. You're going to blow my windows out. My mother thought I was Bismarcky back in the day. Right? Because, you know, you have dudes who really say, like, yo, get the check out the mail before it gets stale, you know? And so what happened is that, let me see how can I say this, right? Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. And whoever, like, pick up that torch, that baton, or whoever they do what they do, you know, and that's how it is, yeah, because they're like, yo, I don't mind if they use, like, I don't know, they want to make that record big bag, because as they said, big mouth, Houdini, I went to Razzle Hall High School. Houdini used to come over there, special ed, he lived on Church Avenue and Fairview. Busta Rhymes, Rampage, he lived on New York and Tilden Beach, between New York, between Stein and Tilden. This is no fact. You know what I'm saying? You're in the music industry. I went to school with his sister named Tracy. You know, what's his other guy? KRS-One, he don't mind you say his songs that he used to hang out with you on 35th Street and Church Avenue between Snyder. Like that, you know. So the only one from UFTO is a doctor, but his real name is Fair. He was the 5%er. Me and him went to school in junior high school, you know, but the thing about it is, like, how can I say this? I don't mind if anybody use anything I say, you know, because I always got many ways, and you know, I don't mind, you know. But how can I say this? As we say, we in the public, in the private, like that. But how many more calls you got on the line?
I mean, I got a couple, but whatever.
But you know, but the thing about, I only hear my sister. My sister, her job is more important than talking to her brother. I'm her baby brother, and one brother passed away. I got the next brother. He around, and he talk about, I'm your only brother, like that. Yeah, all right, whatever. You know, but the thing about it is that, as I say, my people, like, if I'm there with you, it's about security. A lot of people don't know about security. A lot of people make money. It's just like I said, yo, if I was there with Tupac, I saw Tupac like, yo, what's up? Everybody said he was dead. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But he's like, what's up? And I'm like, okay, no big deal. You Tupac. You know? I heard you dead, but, you know, and I didn't even know you was dead, but the thing about it is that, how can I say this? Now, and look how long I've been, like, look at this. My son now is 9 years old, right? And I knew you from the book, right? And then you were, like, quiet. And now, like, you know, you talk. I don't know the reason behind that. You talk. And that's good. And I look at it, any people who want to learn from you, go to what school, what you go to. Look at all the, listen to all the things. Go to marketing. Everything that, whatever you did. Listen to it. You know, go to school, be how you want to be, you know. If they want to learn how you want to, they want to be like you want to be. And I say once they apply it, they caught up. And my sister, you know, like, I mean, like, you can always get a job. That, you know, you can always get a job. How many more minutes do you got before you got to cut off? Because I don't want to top the show.
We got a couple more minutes, man. Just finish your thought. You good?
Yeah, but, you know, and I say like this. When it comes time to that, just like me, I'll be your security. I don't mind. Because you are the Martin Luther King. You are the Malcolm X. You are, this is who you are. I don't know if anybody ever tell you this, but this who you, this who, this what I see you are, this who you mean to me. That, just like I said, like, when I used to box, people told me, yo, you crazy, you gonna fight my taste? I said, no, you crazy. But people say, yeah, you crazy because that guy over there, he's trying to kill you. Right? And George Washington, he fought, he trained Riddick Bowe. You know, I fought on Bed-Stuy Boxing. And, you know, Riddick Bowe, he fought Brandon Holyfield, you know, Bed-Stuy Boxing, Do or Die, Bed-Stuy Boxing. I'm over here in New York City, you know, the Big Apple. And, you know, Mark Breland, you know, 5 times Golden Glove champion. I stay up to these dudes, you know, Mike McCullough, the body snatcher. I used to be up, standing up next to these dudes. And what happened? They never scared me. The only dude who ever scared me was Hagler and Thomas Hearns. Them the only dudes that I was like, kind of like was scared of. Ain't nobody ever scared me. Muhammad Ali ain't scared me because they said I fight like Muhammad Ali. I wasn't in his height. But at the same time, them dudes, the only dudes who ever scared me was Hitman Hearns because they say, yo, he hit like crazy. And then they say, like, what's his other guy? Hagler. But when my girlfriend, she used to go with Chick Ray Leonard, you know? And I used to go with her. She's from Boston. But the thing about it is that I contacted Sugar Ray Leonard. Yo, he ain't never responded back to me. But I told her, yo, I turned from a sweet to sour because the same way Muhammad Ali used to talk, I used to talk just like Muhammad Ali. And George Washington, the same one who trained Mark Brilliant and Riddy Bowe and a few other great famous boxers who turned professional, he said, yo, he called me Kentucky Fried Chicken. And he told me, yo, the only dude who I ever see fight like that, Muhammad Ali. And they used to tell me I fought like Aaron Pryor, but the thing about it, I never knew, like, it took me 20 years to realize, yo, he was like, kind of like, glamorizing me. So, yo, he gave me, like, you know, props. He said, yo, I never seen nobody fought like Muhammad Ali. You the first dude who ever fight like Muhammad Ali. And that's what he told me, because I was trying to go to the Olympics in 1988, but I was too much into the street, you know, chasing women and whatever else I'm doing back in the 80s, you know, but I made it. And, you know, and then, you know, if I would have made that money, I would have lost to, like, maybe a lot of dudes, like Albert Allison, a lot of dudes, you know, but Antonio Brown, they accused him by Kanye West, but, you know, but that's what it is, you know. Listen, I don't want to tie up with nobody else, but listen, yo, you always got my number. You can always contact me. Yo, if you need anybody, yo, if you need me, like, just like I said, yo, if I was there, Biggie, Tupac, yo, and I was the security, they would have still been alive. Just like I speak to Mean Gene, I don't speak to him all the time over here in New York. That's like Puffy, security, and stuff like that. I don't speak to him all the time, but I got his number. You know, he make it available to anybody out there who, like, look at it back YouTubes, and, you know, you could call him here, answer, he get back with you. But as I said before, like, yo, you, if you ever need me, because, like, yo, I go all over like that, you know? And my hood is everywhere. What? Yo, my hood do everything anybody else hood do. Your hood shoot up. Your hood sling. Your hood do whatever. My hood do the same thing. It's New York. Everybody want to come to New York. Everybody want to come to the U.S. And you know what? And what I'm saying like that, when it comes time to that, is that, yo, I'm not going to hold this corporate anymore. But, yo, I'm really going around the universe. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go around the universe. I ain't scared of lions, tigers, bears. I ain't scared of nothing. I walk through the neighborhood. You know, people get mad at, and, you know, like, yo, you on my block, and so on. Like, come on now, you a little bit mad. Come on, they just like, you know, that just give them what they want. If you can't beat them, join them. Yeah, how are you going to try to fight somebody you don't even know what's going on? Give it to them, and you know, you give it to them. If they mess up, yo, I done gave you everything what you want to do, so why you get mad at me because You ain't got no education. You ain't got no this and that. I feel what they should do with every mayor, every president of the United States, talk to the kids every morning on the Monday, say, yo, we care about y'all. Y'all the future. Yo, we are all G's. They beat up all the old people. Come on now. These kids don't know nothing what we've been through. Is that, you know, all the abandoned buildings over here, you know, they don't know about that. That, you know, they don't know about it. And what happened? The Russians ain't trying to sell no crack. They ain't trying to sell it. They ain't selling no crack. Where the crack came from? You know, or if they want to do some CBD, everything doing the CBD now, right now, come on, you know, get it from that place it was at, and then, you know, everything will be all right. But at the same time, you know, this is what I need to see, what they need to do. Put a Sony, Elon Musk, or Zuckerberg, or Samsung, put a TV class at every school around the nation and say, like, yo, here's a TV in every classroom, or you eat breakfast in the morning, you eat lunch. Yo, we care about y'all. You know, that's what they need to do. Give a TV to every classroom in the nation. And just say, this is where I'm going. Yo, it's morning, or it's Friday night. Yo, come on, keep it peaceful. We care about y'all. Y'all know y'all going through a lot of things. Just like the president, the governor, or the mayor, or the union, the United Nations, they need to talk to all the young people. Let them know, like, yo, don't do what we do. Y'all got to do better than what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I'm going to let you take the next caller. I love all of you, all right?
Appreciate you, brother, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Love you, too. And I'll talk to you soon, bro.
I definitely.
Peace. Always a pleasure to hear from Daryl. OG. OG of high frequency, you know, with regards to the foundation and, you know, He's been rocking with us for years, so always a pleasure. 205-4147. Peace, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Greetings. And I'm clear to you. Can you hear me so?
Oh, yeah. Peace. What's going on, brother?
Man, peace. I just want to say, first and foremost, I just want to open up, you know what I mean, and give thanks to the powers that be, you know what I mean, give thanks to the creators. Give thanks to the ancestors of true intellectual information and knowledge. I want to give thanks to the ancestors to the day that paved the way, who sit here and talk to us in the flesh, you know, that sit here and give life, give breath in exchange, gives us something precious, you know what I mean, in exchange for change to others who know the value of it. You know, this is what we discuss here. This is what governs existence, life itself. This is what helps shape and mold and guide so we can get to the next level. You know, it's funny, we say, I look back at some of the episodes and as I always say, you know, this is a foundation. It is a foundation. But what's important is knowing what it takes to build a foundation, knowing the proper materials, having the proper knowledge to be able to necessitate what it is to administrate a foundation. And, you know, I've been many times to where I've had questions and it all relied within just the way I was maneuvering in the public versus how I should have been maneuvering if I actually knew within the private. I could be controlling more instead of being controlled. You know, I just want to say, brother, that this is another brick in the foundation. It is. It truly is. And it have built... They have changed lives, changed the course of events of how things shall go and how certain ones will come up in life and what they will inherit. There's truly no amount of funds or fiat or currency that can amount truly to this knowledge because it's priceless. Whenever you have something that you can pass on and you can actually change the course of life itself, there's no amount of money that you can put behind that. you know, just reflecting back on what real property is, I think we get it twisted sometimes. We don't truly know what true property is. You know, true property is held in the benefit for another party. That's true property. Not the articles that can be removed and exchanged and replaced and that may perish. Not those articles. This is something here where we cannot, you cannot weigh up or Russian roulette or gamble with this knowledge. We've been doing it already. Senseless, inhumane, immoral crimes are at an all-time high. Most percentage of crimes go on because people lack the knowledge. They lack the know-how. When you don't know, you don't do better. You know, and I just give thanks though, man. And I definitely keep those in hearts in mind that I have shared this information with, gave the number to. Hopefully they reached out within their hearts and their minds and knowing the purpose, you know, and the value of what we have ran across. This information is actually, it's ancient. It's not new. It's new to those who have not discovered it. But nothing's new under the sun, as Mama and Pops always say. We have to discover it. Create new findings. Cut that off. Put that down. Stop talking so much. Pick up a pen and pad. Give your undivided attention. All things require attention in life, man. You know, I'm just speaking personally from myself. There have been many nights, rainy nights, cold nights, argument, you know, within the household, with the significant other, with the spouse, about building a generation, how to create it, how to get to it. Some say, I can't afford that. When I found out, all I had to do was apply myself, and I was told by my brother, man, you can start a trust with $5 and a sock. See, most part, it comes with the lack of effort and esteem, the lack of confidence that we have in ourselves. None of us was truly born with a silver spoon. But that don't mean that we should not know the price of the silver spoon. We should know the value of it. You know, I just got to give thanks, man. You know, right now, because at one point, before I ran across Yusuf L., let me go back in order. Before I ran across Yusuf L. and the brothers. Shout out to Christian too, man. Shout out to Christian. Before I ran across the vault and then the foundation, I was truly operating at a loss. I was out here losing, man. All in the public. Once I found and stuck to the level of wanting to know better, wanting to do better, I tuned in. And, you know, the information, it has a breadcrumb trail. If you're on to true information, if your mentor is truly true, if your administrator is truly who they say they are and what they are, and they're properly administrating, then you know what? This information will line up. it'd be a breadcrumb trail, y'all. It'd be a domino effect. What they say or what he say will coincide with what they say. It's the truth. See, when someone is telling you the same thing over and over, be careful with that. That you may be listening to public controlled knowledge. You know when you get private knowledge in. You haven't quite heard this before. It's uncontrolled, which is powerful. Corporations know this. That's the reason why they don't teach us this. They rather make a business out of us than for us to control one and create it. I just want to say, though, y'all, this all things have an expectation and a time frame upon it. For it's this energy we know, they say it's nor created or destroyed. But at the same time, this energy that we house, it's going to eventually find somewhere else to transmigrate. Therefore, we have to make use of it while we have it. That's knowing true value, true worth of self. Flesh and blood, man and woman, the family, nothing outside of the family, only the family, y'all. It started out with the family, it should end with the family. Anything in between, it's just what it is. It's everything else in between. You truly want to be happy. You're going to have to truly value what matters. You're going to have to invest in it. You're going to have to create it. You're going to have to take care of it. And you're going to have to properly administrate it to be able to pass it down so the heirs of your estate can inherit it. If not, settle for what you came in this world with. Settle for what you struggle for. Mediocrity. Doing the same thing but expecting something different. Don't nothing come different but change. The change of thinking, the change of movement. Better results. But yes, indeed, I just want to say, this is the foundation. This is another brick in the foundation. And as we can see, all things must come to a close. So as they do, make sure y'all get in before it does. You dig? Because after this wave, who's to say what's guaranteed next? All right, I just want to say that, man. Peace to the brothers. Peace to all the work that's been put in, the effort. Peace to everything and everybody, bro. So, well, it's been a wonderful time. I know there's been times I wish I could have hit you up more, you know what I'm saying, dealt on the other side as well. You know what I'm saying, being out here in this matrix. But as they say, you know what I mean, we're still in this thing until we out. So, yeah,
appreciate you, man.
Gotta give thanks, man. I just mean sweat, blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, sweat, and tears. Your next journey, your next endeavor, may the ancestors guide, protect, and also be at your will. You know, I got some people listening right now who I invited to come in, so. Just want y'all to be able to, man, get it in, man. It's never too late to do the right thing. But don't take too much time making a decision to do the right thing, though. With that being said, I'm not going to hold the flow. You know, it's been a real one. It's been a real one throughout the years. Trust me. If y'all was on this frequency and tuned this network, you got your money's worth and then some. Trust that. Know that. I don't know what all the other mentors doing out there, y'all, but hey, you tuning in one of the realest, pure raw in that cut, one of the best in the universe. You dig? Especially when it comes to this commerce and dropping these jewels straight up, seeker of truth. So well, the enforcer of laws. Indeed, it's what it is. You got to give thanks though. I got to cop that material, too. I need me an article. I need me a foundation, you know what I'm saying, shirt to put on, too. Got to rock that. I got to give thanks. Just let y'all know, though, man. Get into that trust, though, before it's over with. Get into the class. Off top. Get into there. I'm be honest with you. I'm in there. Get in there. Get it in. Get it in while you can. Get with this brother, y'all. Tell him, get with this brother. But with that being said, man, give thanks to the Creator. You know what I'm saying? The ancestors, the forefathers, the foremothers, all those amongst us. You know what I'm saying? The ones right here to this day and live in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? Giving it up. Man, look, thank y'all, man. I love y'all. It's been a real one. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, man, peace and love, bro. I hope everything's been well with you.
Oh, yes. Appreciate you, brother. I mean, I will say, you know, it has been an honor. I don't say that, you know, in some kind of theater or, you know, some kind of script. I'm absolutely 100% serious with it. You know, it has been an honor to be, you know, on High Frequency. It has been an honor to be the host of the foundation. It's been an honor to, you know, be, I guess I would say, considered an asset to the community. That's an honor. It really is. I trust that throughout the years my character is shown through. You know, I'm a man, I'm a father, I am a wishful thinker, I'm an idealist, you know, I'm a lot of things. I'm also a clown. I like to clown a lot. I love to laugh, but ultimately I care about people. I realized that long ago that, you know, I didn't feel good. I would wake up and I didn't feel good, man. I was angry, disappointed, resentful. There's a lot of negative emotions that I had in my life, you know, and it took time for me to really delve into what I would term my psyche to comprehend what was going on with me. And really what it was is I wasn't doing the right things that I would be proud of myself for. Let's just, I'm being honest. I'm being complete, transparent with y'all, with the family, because, you know, we a family. It boiled down to, man, I wasn't doing things that I was proud of. I wasn't doing things that I respected about myself, man. You know, I was, you know, there was things that I wasn't doing that I should have been doing as far as being responsible, as far as being a man, as far as being a brother, as far as being a father, as far as being a friend, you know, as far as being a member of my community, you know, and I don't necessarily mean my local community with this 5-block areas. I'm talking about the community of people who share not only the same goals, but the same struggles as me, who share the same lineage as me. I realized that I wasn't making myself proud. I also realized that I was somehow taught that I couldn't, achieve certain things, that, you know, there's an expectation of me to be a certain type of man, wear a certain type of clothes and speak in a certain vernacular and things of that nature. But really when I delved into it and I started questioning, okay, so the certain type of man that's being shown to me that I'm supposed to identify with, who is promoting that? And is it people from my community, people that I respect? You know, I had to acknowledge that when I lost my temper and yelled at someone, especially someone I loved, I didn't feel good. Even if, you know, they disrespected me or I had, quote, a reason, you know. Ultimately, what happened or what I experienced did not justify my response, my reaction. And I wasn't feeling good about how I was treating people. I wasn't feeling good about how I was talking to people. I wasn't feeling good really about how I was loving people. And, you know, I had to start doing things differently to achieve a different result. And I can tell you honestly, man, you know, and I'm talking to everyone, the 10 things that you're thankful for helped change my life. I used a stone, man. It was a stone that was a gift as a part of a keychain. So, you know, energy. I don't know. I wasn't into it as heavy as I am now. But the person who gave it to me, I loved. And it fell off a keychain. But I kept the stone. And what I did was I would put it in my pocket every day. And, like, I put it on my dresser at night when I emptied my pockets. And I would put it in my pocket with my keys and my wallet and stuff every day. And every time I touched it, every time I looked at it, every time I touched it in my pocket, it was like, what was that? Like, oh, that's the stone. I would say 10 things that I was thankful for. And I did that for 3 months, man. 3 straight months. And people in my life noticed a change. About a month and a half in, people started making comments about my disposition and how much more pleasant and agreeable I was. And, you know, what was I doing? And all I was doing was being appreciative. And that appreciation of the things that I have, the things that I'm thankful for that is in my possession right now, I believe allowed me the space to be more successful, to reach heights of so-called success that I didn't think I could reach. Because I found out that the universe will not give you anything else if you don't respect what you already have. And that includes the people that surround you. And includes your relationships, your mother, your family, your woman, your man, your children, yourself, your own energy, your own life. Are you respecting your own life and your energy? And you're not. Ultimately, if you are converting 100% of it through an individual with an all capital name that resembles yours, and that's what it breaks down to ultimately. We do things every day that do not please us or please our family and our friends. And when we are able to free ourselves from that public program, we're able to achieve not only relationships, situations, successes, and accomplishments in a way that we never have. You're stagnant. You've been taught that you're less than what you are. You've been taught that you are not a God, but you are. In the book, it said it, in the Bible, but I'm going to tell you, you're infinity in a finite space. As above, so below. So there's infinity up. You look up in the sky, it's infinite. But within your body, you're just your physical body, y'all, exists infinity. Now check this out. Scientifically, they've been looking for what is called the God particle. They use hadron colliders. You can look this up. And they collide smaller particles at high speeds with each other so they explode, so they can, you know, study the particles that are created from that explosion. They've been looking for the so-called God particle. What I would tell you with regards to science, physics, there is no such thing as a God particle. There is infinity below as well as above. So within you, within the confines of you, there is infinity down. You are an infinite being that includes physical, so let alone spiritual. It's crazy. Your body is a vessel, just like a car. It is occupied by you, the true you, and you are on a journey. And this journey is heavily emotional. So we must do the things that please us and please our families. And stop running these programs. And stop letting them run. And you will see, naturally, you will begin to move private. When you do the things that please you, really please you. I'm talking about long term, not short term. Losing your temper and yelling at someone, especially someone you love, and even someone in the public, is not a win. You may feel good temporarily. It's called immediate gratification, but delayed gratification later on subconsciously, you know you weren't supposed to do that. You know you weren't supposed to yell at them. You know it's not respectable for you to get all emotional and lose your temper and act like that, whether it's public or private. You know that. Deep down, you know that. And that has an effect. So take control of your life. Take control of your happiness. Do the things that please you. Say 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight and every night. And if you can, find something, a material possession, something small that's significant to you that can help you and assist you in this transition of your life. So that every time you look at it, that you touch it, it reminds you to be thankful. So that God, the universe, Allah, the creator, however you reference the creator of the boundless universe, so that you can be determined worthy and receive more. You don't have more because you don't appreciate what you have. It sounds really stupid, but I'm telling you the truth. I've never lied to y'all. I've never lied to y'all. You don't have more because you don't fully appreciate what you have. And I'm going to tell you this. If you have even come into contact with this information, you have been tapped by your ancestral line to reestablish your private estate. If you do not take that seriously, you are not doing what pleases you and what pleases those you care for. So I suggest email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Go to the website, welcometothefoundation.com. Check out the everything. Let's check out the everything. Sign up for the email list. Let's jump into this exclusive limited run of apparel at the foundation. Shout out to Bay Area Gear Apparel. We're going to put out an email blast shortly. You know, we're going to show you what it looks like, you know, give you a nice little blah, blah. And we're going to announce the sweepstakes. I'm going to call it a sweepstakes. I might even throw in a final session of trustee training in the sweepstakes. You can win a final trustee training session. It'll be the last one. So, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Don't get left behind. And be thankful. Be appreciative. And be mature. Be noble. Let's be noble. You know, there's people in your life that you respect. And that's cool. But go further than that. Why do you respect those people? And they could be political figures. They could be stars. Entertainers, they could be people from your family, they could be industrialists, entrepreneurs, business people, it don't matter, these people that you respect, why do you respect them? Delve into your mind so that you can decipher and articulate why do you respect them, and those characteristics that you respect, pull them into yourself. Build yourself. And you will be free. I love y'all. I do this for y'all. I did this for y'all. I'm going to continue doing this for y'all, these shows, until the end of December of this year. So with that being said, the last show of the foundation, hosted by Sol from High Frequency Radio Network, will be December 27th. 2022. Nope, December 28th, 2022. So we got several more shows. There's like about eight or nine. I don't know. I'm not going to count. But I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I do this for y'all. You know, why private? Why it matters? The public is breaking down. It's going crazy. It's going to start eating itself. And if you're a part of the public, if you're still within her, you will be a partaker of her plagues. So, you know, start a garden. Start a garden in your windowsill. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You can go get seeds, man. Start a garden. Start with basil. Some thyme. Throw in some, what you call them? You can do jalapeno peppers. You can do peppers, tomatoes, potatoes. These things are very easy to grow inside. And you can start, you know, making your own pasta sauces, your own jellies and jams, and then you can start learning how to preserve your own stuff. And now you're developing skills that a private estate requires. But with that being said, I love y'all. I believe in y'all. I know you can do it. I'm just here to facilitate. I'm just here to assist. You know, that's it. Y'all make it happen. But I appreciate everything that y'all, you know, put out here. And I'm just going to say this. It's not me. It's the creator. I'm just a vessel. I'm a hollow reed. And there's wind blowing through me. And I'm just doing my best to not soil this wind that's being blown through me with my weirdness and emotional, physical human existence. But y'all take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. You know, make sure you say 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight and every night. It's very important, but I suggest you do it like 15 times a day for like 3 months. And if you do, if you take this challenge, a minimum 15 times a day, say what you're thankful for, I would like to hear from you in 3 months and let me know where your life is at and what's changed for the better. But in the meantime, y'all take care of yourself. I'm here. Hit me up, everybody. Private trustees, where you at? Call the mobile number while you can and sign up. Last foundation education sign up date, December 31st, 2022. Last day to sign up for the final session of trustee training, January 23rd, 2023. Last day. And if you have my private mobile number, June 30th, 2023 will be the last day that you can contact with me before I turn it over to the Board of Trustees of the Foundation. So with that being said, take care of yourself. Admin at welcometothefoundation.com. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And I'll catch y'all next week. Only on the hottest radio network on the planet, High Frequency Radio Network. My name is So L, Seeker of Truth, Speaker of Truth L. And it has been an absolute pleasure to be with you here on the Foundation. Take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. And I'll catch y'all next week. Peace to the gods.
Doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.